Now, a jazz moment.
With my father, what was interesting is that his generation was the bebop music of the 50s. But when the music was changing, he was always checking it out. And not just jazz music, but popular music. He was always checking it out, whatever the next thing was.
Drummer Jason Marcellus on his father, NEA jazz master, Ellis Marcellus.
Even in the 1970s when there was jazz fusion and pianists were playing a lot of electric keyboards. He had electric keyboards. He had Fender Rhodes and Fustone and Echoplex. And I noticed that even as time went on, he still kept up. I mean, even when Branford was, you know, when he heard them play, he made him think, well, wait a minute, what are they doing with this tune? Oh, this is a Wayne Shorter tune that I haven't heard in a while from the Miles Davis Quintet. Let me go and check that out again. And he was keeping up with what they were doing. And then what was also interesting to me was he was keeping up with musicians that weren't even out on the scene yet. I remember in 1988, he was telling me about a musician. He said, man, there's this young bass player out of Philly named Chris McBride. Like, who?
I think I've heard of him. This jazz moment with Jason Marcellus on his father, pianist Ellis Marcellus, was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Christian McBride.